Hello.
Hello.
There you are. Couldn't find. Hello.
Oh, needs to get this Anchor app fixed.
Is that what it is? I thought I had done something wrong.
No, every time, ever since like the last three podcasts, when I invite you to join my podcast, it does it in a weird way. And then when you get on, you can't talk to me.
Yeah.
That happened the past three times.
They need to fix it.
Yeah, I thought that's why we were getting with a bigger company. Hello. That's what they
Yeah.
said in the
That board meeting we went to.
Yeah, they're gonna fix all the bugs. It's gonna be a great jump for us.
For real.
Well, welcome back to the podcast.
It's already Thursday again.
I know, we're just whipping these out.
This week went by fast.
Yeah, it did. Thank goodness.
Oh, why? Wishing your life away.
Yeah, because I wanted to have a different life, so that's why.
Well, then you should do it.
I'm trying, Mother.
Okay.
Well, on another note, did you watch anything this week?
Everything.
I don't think I watched anything but The Bachelor.
I watched Bachelor, I watched Vanderpump, I watched
I
Housewives of
watched.
Beverly Hills,
Oh, yeah, I watched all that.
Housewives of Atlanta, New Jersey Reunion.
Yeah, I watched all
Well, okay. Then I didn't watch anything either.
that. Well, what start our week off with The Bachelor? What did we think?
Well, I'm looking at my notes, and what I think the first thing I wrote was Ben. Ugh.
Oh yeah.
It's like,
We know
ugh.
now that Ben is dating somebody who is 3 years younger than me, and Ben is at least 5 years older than me.
I mean, these guys like keep coming back with all of their advice and wisdom. Like, really?
Yeah, they just want to have him back on.
Yeah, like,
Also, he's not with the person he picked, so why would he
yeah.
have the advice?
I know, right? He's like, that didn't last. I mean, if you want to bring somebody back who, like, it worked, then I guess that makes sense, but
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, so I found out on Instagram that Ben is dating somebody
Yeah, she looks
that
like a teenager.
every picture is literally from like football games, a formal, like literally just graduated college.
Sorority,
Yeah. She graduated in 2018.
red solo cups.
Yeah. Like she's 23, I'm sure.
Woohoo!
She's pretty though.
Yeah. Let's see. Also, the show as a whole, I guess it's kind of getting boring now. I
Because
don't
there's
know.
no Demi.
No Demi, but then they created all this drama from this thing that this girl Katie said when she didn't get a rose last week. And who the heck is Katie?
I
I
know,
don't
that's
even
what I
know
was
who she
thinking.
was.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, who is this Katie? Is that the redhead?
No, she was a black girl. I
Oh.
mean, I don't even think they ever talked to her on camera once. And
Oh.
this whole 3-hour show was all about the drama Katie said when she left. So,
Oh.
yeah, but they went on the group date. And in my notes, I wrote, "What is Miss Alabama wearing? A
Oh,
black leather
yeah.
bra with a sheer top in the dog park."
Oh, I must have fast forwarded that. I thought, are you talking about whenever she went to dinner in that pink dress?
No. This was when they first got to Colorado and they all like met him at this dog park or the
Oh,
park
yeah.
where he was playing with his lab.
Yeah, that wasn't a date.
Okay, but yeah. She's at the park in Colorado in all
Yeah.
black leather and a sheer top.
Well, she's on The Bachelor, so.
I guess.
What do you want her to wear? A t-shirt? But
something appropriate to be outside in Colorado.
I did absolutely love that he took her home and then sent her home.
I know. That's a trend. They've done that on the other show, too.
Yeah. If you're meeting the family, you're going home.
Yes. Ari took somebody, the blonde. What was her name? The workout girl on the beach.
Dude, I don't even know the names of these girls.
Okay. You don't remember the last girl? Yeah, because she went on Paradise and stuff. But anyway.
I know who you're talking about. I don't know her name.
Yeah. He took her, and she wasn't there long after that either.
Yeah, and the best part is when the mom was asking her, do you love Colton? She was like, yeah! Like, a psychopath.
Pounce.
Yeah. But I really believe her. She's the only person, I think, that's there for the right reasons. Quote, yeah. Unquote.
Well, Cassie might be. What else does Cassie have? I mean.
I don't know. Yeah, she's not Miss Alabama. She's not America or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then those two other girls, Tanisha or whatever, and then Herpa. I don't know their names.
Herpa.
They schemed and scammed and planned this whole Katie thing.
Yeah.
Because they whispered to each other, you just wait and see who's the last. We're the last two. We're going to be the last two.
Yeah, and Herpa went home.
Yeah, and Tanisha's gone home next week, or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
But just...
I think Cassie is so pretty. She has never worn a stitch of makeup, and she's beautiful.
Well, she's cute. I don't think she's beautiful. She's natural. She's naturally beautiful.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Is she the one that he was doing the awkward dancing to... a band?
Yeah.
Just the two of them. Was it her?
Yeah. No. It was
Big Eyes. No?
I don't know.
I don't remember who he was on the date with.
Oh, no. He's on the date with the other Miss America.
Okay. Kaylin. Yeah. Or Kaylin.
Yeah.
That... awkward dancing to a band.
Yeah.
And it's not even, it's awkward, but then they get stupid and they do like, you know, like two first graders dancing. Like, I don't know. It's just not appealing.
Yeah. I don't know. I remember something that I was like, I have to talk about this on the podcast.
Oh, you should write it down.
I know. I have my notebook right by my TV and I didn't.
Oh,
so who knows?
What did you think of his parents?
I have no thoughts on them.
I thought his dad was such a man's man. And it's like, how can he not be embarrassed about what a wussy son he has raised? I mean,
I'm pretty convinced that that's not their real characters. They make them be something else because I follow Nick Vale on Instagram and he's literally nothing like what he was like on The Bachelor. I hated him on The Bachelor and on his Instagram and on his stories and all that stuff. He's hilarious.
Well, hopefully, because I hate to think that this is how this kid really is. And he cries every dang day.
He was on a football team. He doesn't cry that much. They're making him do that. I'll let you know. Whenever I get casted on The Bachelor, I'll let you know what they make you do.
I can't wait. Man, that's going to be fun. You're going to be the girl that's not there for the right reasons.
Yeah, I'm going to have to convince everybody to keep me on.
You better get some acting classes.
If Demi can stay on that long.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should go to jail.
Demi hasn't dated a virgin since she was 12, right?
That's hilarious.
Best line of the night.
I can't wait for Paradise.
I know. She's definitely going to be on it.
Yeah, well, and Miss America is going to be the next Bachelorette, so.
No, she's not. Yep. No.
Okay, well, out of the ones left.
If you already know that and you're saying it, I'm going to be mad.
Well, I read it. I read that if how they were portraying her the other night is not exactly what they want the Bachelorette to be, then, you know, and I agree.
What?
Just the way their date was and the way they were talking and how he was letting her down and all of that, that is exactly how they pick the next Bachelorette when that happens to you.
I can't think of a worse Bachelorette in Bachelor history, except for Becca, maybe.
But I don't think it matters. We watch anyway. We enjoy criticizing them anyway. I mean, have we ever liked?
I have never disliked somebody on the show as much as her.
That is so, well, you have some factors involved.
Yeah, I can't stand
her. She's not affecting me that much.
I can't stand her. The way she smiles, the way her eyes squint, the way she speaks.
The way she just is.
Yeah.
She just exists.
She's not always sexy. Oh, okay. I forgot.
Okay, well, so her. Okay, who we got left? The real Miss America. Twiggy,
Taisha,
and then Cassie.
Yeah.
So who's gonna get picked? I think it's between Cassie and Miss America.
Kaylin's gonna be the Bachelorette.
Who's gonna?
Just how they planned. Kaylin.
She's gonna be the Bachelorette.
Yep, just how they planned it.
Huh. That's a very good point. That's what Katie said.
I know.
She's boring. Yeah. I'd rather have Miss Alabama than her.
I don't know. Did you see how she was when she was mad?
Yeah.
I was like, damn, get it. Get it.
I think the only Bachelorette that I really liked was Emily.
Yeah. She was also very boring.
She was, but she had those men crazy. They had some good men on her seasons.
Yeah.
Well, Ari was, but anyway. Okay, enough of that.
Moving on. Yeah, moving on. Vanderpump.
Oh, is that the song?
No.
That's OC. That's the Real Housewives of OC.
No, the Vanderpump is.
Oh, yeah, I love the entry.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. First thing is I'm in love with Tom Tom. It's beautiful.
You are?
Yes. The place.
Oh.
From the sign outside, the chandeliers, the bar. It's awesome.
Yeah. I wonder who designed it.
Well, they say who designed it. The designer's name. The guy that's always there.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Okay, so that's all I have to say about that.
Oh, can you imagine what it's like to, like, go to a restaurant outside?
No. Well, we have sat outside, like, at Flips before.
We really do live in a prison of weather here.
Yes. There's no spring and no fall. It's winter and summer.
Yeah. I can't imagine, like, being like, oh, should we sit outside? Like, that never even ever crossed my mind, no matter what time of the year it is.
Yeah.
Should we sit outside? No.
And if it's ever, you know, the cool enough or, you know, warm enough to sit outside, it's always so dang windy that your chips flying out of the back of the table.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't stand the wind. It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I love the whole dating thing. You know, they went on their boys' weekend and their girls' weekend, and they're trying to find a date for the hostess. I mean, for the manager.
Yes.
And Jax had to call Brittany and let her know. I was like, I'm over this.
Well, And I mean, just the whole atmosphere, like he was about to like break out in cold sweats, like because he was so, you know, like having an attack because there were going to be single girls. It's like the dude can't live in the world or what? I mean,
no. As soon as they get married, he's going to cheat on her. We all know.
He just has, I don't think he can wait that long.
Yeah, I don't know. He needs like therapy. He
needs help, I know. But it's like, just the way he was acting, it's like, okay, this is so obviously deranged that.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Yeah, and how about Kristen Doty being so drunk and I guarantee, so this is what they did. They turned on the cameras on this trip and they had no storyline. They were like, okay, somebody's got to do something or start talking about something because we got nothing for the show. Because while they were on that trip, it was so random. She was like, I'm so mad at, what's his name?
James?
Yeah.
Or Carter.
She wasn't mad at Carter. I'm so mad at James. And then she was like, I'm getting blacked out drunk. It was like, what? He's not even there.
Yeah. And yeah, it just, and where are they? They are like in some little podunk, one street winery town. I mean,
yeah.
That they had to take the PJ to go to. I mean, I don't know where they are, but
yeah,
they're in these little gift shops that have like the stupidest little thing. I mean, you might as well be like, I mean, it's nicer to go on Main Street Grapevine over here. Have your wine, go to the little shops. I mean, it's a lot cuter.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know where they are, but yeah, it was pretty lame. And Kristen's behavior was, they made her out to be like insane.
Yeah. And anybody else was drunk.
No, it's like, well, Lala's not even drinking.
Yeah, it's weird.
She's been sober for 2 weeks.
I don't know. Yeah, that show had like nothing.
Yeah, they need to get, and I don't know, then the girls that are in the room with Peter, what's wrong with Peter? He's never had a girlfriend the whole time we've been watching.
Well, maybe he's just boring. They don't put him on the show.
Maybe. He's always on the fringe, but...
Yeah. Well, how about the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion?
I love that.
It was amazing. I love Melissa and Teresa fighting.
I do too. And I think, I don't know if this is contrived because people are asking for it, but she's been very hands off when it comes to Teresa until like today with the reunion. It's like all of a sudden now.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. Giving it back to her. And it's like, yeah. Yeah, where has this been the whole season?
Well, maybe I think she watched the season.
yeah, maybe so.
She's like, you're messing with my brother.
I hated Teresa's dress.
Oh, God. And the bewitched ponytail, I cannot.
And Margaret had a facelift, but you can't tell.
She looked great.
But they kept showing scenes from the season.
Oh, it's not the difference. Do you mean? I don't know if I can tell a difference. I thought she looked great. And you know who I think is very interestingly attractive?
Dolores. Yeah.
I can't decide. I don't really think she's pretty, but I do.
She's exotic looking.
Yeah.
Like she could be an Italian woman or she could be a woman from Venezuela.
Yeah.
You know, like if she was an actress, she could be Pocahontas. You just put pigtails on her. She could be anybody. She's very exotic looking.
Yeah. Pigtails. Oh, I see.
You know, like Pocahontas. Like
yeah. Braids. I was thinking like little baby pigtails.
Like Wendy's.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I think if I was gonna date a girl, I would want to date somebody exotic looking. That's my type, so.
Well, what boy is exotic looking?
None. None that I know. I don't know if I like exotic boys. I just like, I think exotic girls are pretty.
Something different instead of your blonde, blue-eyed, looks like every other sorority girl in the world.
Yeah, but Dolores' son is hot.
Dolores is pretty. Yeah, they asked her about him. Is he dating somebody? Did she say?
No. She said no.
Yeah. He must look like dad. He looks more like dad. Yeah.
But that one chick is trying, I don't even know their names, but she's trying to get Teresa.
Uh-huh. Jennifer.
And Teresa said that she was obsessed with her.
Yeah, because she went to her book signing.
Yeah.
I like that she finally said, anybody who goes to Teresa's book signings are stalkers now, and you're stupid.
Yeah. That is funny. And that is interesting that how she was like, you were so excited to be on the show with us.
Well, I mean, I think that's a logical thing to say.
Yeah. Well, that just goes to show it was like a casting call.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She wasn't a friend.
And Melissa said, you don't like her because she likes me.
Exactly.
And I was like, ooh.
And she stood up for her. That's why she said the thing she said about Joe.
Yeah.
Jujichi.
Yeah.
It's because she was picking on Melissa. And she said, you mean to tell me you can control your husband? He's in jail.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Is her name Jennifer? Yeah. So what's the
other one? That's the Turkish one.
Okay.
I think.
Man.
It's like Erica or something.
Their names are similar.
Well.
Anyway.
I can't stand the Turkish girl.
No.
She had zero value to the show.
Yeah. And like, I have one drink and I go crazy. That's stupid. I mean.
Yeah. And Margaret said her lips look like a baboon's asshole.
You know how monkeys show off and they
get their ass.
And Teresa is so dumb. She's like a box of rocks.
What did she not know?
A mail order bride.
Oh yeah.
And she said something totally wrong when she was trying to argue with
what was it? And her and Melissa were laughing.
I'm considerateness, or I mean, just a totally non-word. And they said, I mean, she's just illiterate and stupid.
Yeah.
And then at the end, she said, you didn't even write your book. I mean, she totally had a ghostwriter. Everybody does, even if you are literate.
Yeah.
She's illiterate.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, we'll see what's on next time. I think Teresa gets up off the couch.
Oh,
she says, okay. Did she flip a table?
Where is
she's not on the cast.
Oh,
she's just a friend.
What's her name?
Danielle
just went out my head. Yeah,
prostitution whore.
There you go. She is literate. What do they know?
Yeah. Well, how about the backyard party at the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Oh, that was last time.
This time, they were going on a jet, too. Oh, here's my notes. Hold on. Because I remember writing, what kind of crap is this? Well, still, Dorit has the hair.
I can't.
The 1985...
Was that even stylish in the 80s? In the 80s?
If you had skinny, baby, fine, blonde hair, and you got a perm, that's what it looked like.
Well, why is it combed over like on the top of her head?
I think she must have a bald spot. I don't know.
Like, why would she do it like that? The perm that I have a problem with. It's the
way it is, the way it's styled.
It's the comb over.
I don't know. Well, how about the injections Lisa was getting in her neck?
Oh yeah.
I mean, I think that's their hobby on every one of these shows. The thing is to go get something done, some procedure. So,
well, as a vlogger, and if you were making a vlog, you got to do something. So they're like, what should we do today?
Yeah. I guess I get that because I'm trying to have an interesting Instagram, and I feel like I want to buy stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, well, what should I do today?
I can justify buying stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I better buy those dishes because I still haven't found dishes, though. I'm looking for some.
Yeah, so they're like, what should we do today? Yeah. And she's like, you can do this neck thing. And they're not going to go to the mall. They can't go to, like, a mall. They can't go.
Well, they do go shopping a lot. They do go to boutiques and stuff.
Well, yeah, I guess they do that.
So.
And they'll go on the hike up the trail.
Oh, yeah. Every, the OC and Beverly Hills do that. Yeah,
go on the hike, get the procedure, go to a party, go on a trip.
Yeah. How about Denise Richards live-in?
Yeah. Does he like her?
I don't know, but did you hear the backstory on him?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, she met him at her gym. He's a trainer.
Oh, yeah.
Duh. Shocker.
Well, I think it was more like physical therapist. Like,
I don't think he's that educated.
Massage therapist. Because she basically made it sound like there was a happy ending at the end. So
there was, because they did it in the gym.
But I didn't understand that it was a workout. I guess it doesn't matter. But
okay, yeah. But the real backstory is Rena's husband Harry.
Oh yeah.
Was married to Nicolette Sheridan, who was also married to Denise Richards' live-in.
Yeah, so they're
connected.
How about
that? What a small, incestuous little world over there in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, well, Denise Richards' face stuff is no bueno.
She looks like she has a 5 o'clock shadow in her...
It looks like she has a palsy.
Yes, and but okay, so like the way she can't move her face is one thing, and then the shadow around her lips and her jawline, it literally looks like a 5 o'clock shadow when she's doing her individual, you know, confessions or whatever.
Yeah, she's so beautiful. It's like, I wish she wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, they need a better makeup artist. I think they must have hired the person that does Dallas or something.
Yeah.
they're not doing her right. I mean, compared to Erica Jane, oh my God. She's stunning in those.
Because Erica probably has her own squad.
Well, she does. They're in every scene.
Yeah, they did her. She doesn't have the flunky makeup artist. She has her own.
And how about the hair that looks like 1955 movie star, that big blonde, like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I think Erica is. Erica's my spirit animal.
She is stunning. But yeah, so Denise needs to. I mean, she looks like a dowdy little puppy next to Erica Jane. I mean,
I know.
Jeez.
And she's the Baywatch queen.
And she was a Bond. She was on James Bond movie,
right? She's from Baywatch, right?
I don't remember her on Baywatch. Maybe that's where she started. But I know she did like a R-rated movie where she was a lesbian with Nev Campbell.
Yeah, you already told us last week.
Yeah. And they showed that this past episode. They showed a magazine clip or something of the two of them.
Yeah, I saw it.
That, how about, I think that's what put her on the map.
How about them calling Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
I liked that. I just love when the real celebrities cross over to the reality celebrities.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I love it.
I know you never watched soap operas, but when the one Elaine. That was in the Rex, yes. It's like, oh my God.
No,
Eileen. Love with her.
Come Eileen. On, Eileen. Yeah.
But what was her name? I don't remember her name.
Eileen.
No, but on Young and the Rest, I still remember.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like a movie star on your...
Yeah, it's like the soap opera's the reality show, and now she's trying to be somebody else?
No. How is it like that at all?
Because I grew up with her being whoever she was on the soap opera. And now she's another person named Elaine? That's not right.
But you knew that was a fake show the whole time.
No?
Speaking of...
Of course.
Well, what else happened?
Oh, I didn't get to the point that I was trying to get to. Okay, so then, okay, after the stuff with Denise and her trainer and the introduction of all that, it was all these pitiful, you know, stories. Kyle, her girls are growing up.
And yeah.
And she's having a breakdown in Mauricio's office, and she's going to be an empty nester.
Yeah, I saw
Teddy,
that.
Teddy is, you know, the fat girl that came to L.A., and they told her she was too fat.
Oh, yeah.
She got an eating disorder. And then Rena and her daughter with the anorexia. It's like,
oh, well, yeah.
Everybody's crazy. I mean, they one at a time, they went through these all these social issues.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. And then my very last note on all of this, because they showed previews of what was going to happen or maybe towards the end of the show. How does Camille keep getting in this show? Camille Grammer.
Oh.
She was invited, whatever they were doing, they were baking those hearts or chocolate candies
something. Oh, yeah, I did see that. I guess they're actually friends with her.
There's Camille again. It's like she keeps popping up. She was at the pool party.
Yeah, I guess they're actually friends with her.
Camille.
How about Pikai talking about Dorit's butt in those blue pants?
Ew, he's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was wearing, like, high top, like, shoes with his jeans tucked in. Like, I was like, yeah, what?
Like he's a hip gangster or something.
I don't know.
He's gross. He's gross on every... He's an opportunist. He's rude. He's cocky. I don't like him at all. We've already discussed that, too.
Yeah, I know.
And he's ugly. If he was good looking, it might be okay.
Yeah, how did he score her? Because he's rich? Because she's definitely better looking than him. Did you see Dorit's picture from when she was 12 or whatever? 16?
Yeah. She was a brunette.
nothing is the same there.
No. That's what her kids are going to look like. Well, her kids look like him, so it's terrible.
Yeah.
No, but...
Well, I love The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills overall, though.
I love them all.
It's so much...
Have you been watching Atlanta?
Not really. It plays on a night I don't know when to watch. What is it, like Sunday?
I don't know. I record it and then I just see it pop up on my recordings.
Yeah, I can't keep up. Well, like tonight is Top Chef and Real Estate. So yeah. It must play on Sunday.
It might. I was three shows behind, so I just watched the most current one, and it'll catch you up if you just watch, you know, what happened last time on the previews.
Okay. Yeah.
But
don't tell me everything right now, please.
I won't. I'll just tell you. It seems like Nene is acting like she is unhappy with Greg, even though he has cancer, and she just needs to be happy. So they're setting the table for that.
Yikes.
Can't believe she's going to leave her husband with cancer. Well, we saw the preview. She knocked down the cameraman. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
that's the next one. So we can watch that one.
Oh, okay. Well, we watched Tardy for the Party. Don't be tardy for the party.
Oh, yeah. Forgot.
I saw her on her Snapchat. Somebody posted, was like, how come your show's only 30 minutes long? And she was like, Bravo thinks that comedy should only be 30 minutes. I was like, your show's a comedy in comparison to the rest of the reality shows on the show?
They don't have enough content.
Yeah.
It was boring as heck.
They need to go out and do some therapy.
Well, they do. They do all their plastic surgery. They're just not putting it on the air, I guess.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They need to go out and do their therapy.
They do. I mean, how many times do we have to see one kid or another practice driving? They did that whole bit with the older one. And she couldn't drive to save her life. Now the next one's driving, so she's bringing the nanny with her to drive. I mean, that's so boring.
Yeah, that is boring.
I don't know. I want to see what kind of job Croy's going to get. And I'm always anxious to see what kind of makeup he wears.
Yeah, they need another makeup artist.
They do. I found that. I don't know how I stumbled on I actually do know how. I clicked on my Yahoo page. There was an article about Kim saying that her daughter that was getting dressed for prom, the one that was chunky, yeah, that she has lost 30 to 35 pounds because she had gotten so shamed from that episode. And people are so cruel on Twitter and social media. And then there was a little blip. Go to this Instagram page, Wigs and Sigs, and all they do is criticize and critique Kim and her family. So I did.
That's harsh.
It's really harsh. I mean, how angry do you have to be to make that your full-time obsession?
Yeah.
And it's her mom. I mean, that was maybe. That was a sad phone call. I don't know if that was real or not, but
yeah.
I can't imagine that.
I don't know. There's definitely more to the story. We don't know.
Yeah, because Croy doesn't talk to his parents either. I mean, how does that happen? None of you talk to your parents?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
That's what reality TV does to you.
I know. So did we watch the first episode? Or did we?
Yeah, I watched two of them.
So her getting dressed for prom was last season.
No, right? They played 2 30-minute episodes back to back.
Okay.
And they were both new.
Okay. So we know that Brielle has broke up with her baseball boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So going forward.
Yep.
Their plastic surgery just blows me away. The lips.
I think that's all the girls have had.
They haven't had boob jobs?
Well, the little one definitely hasn't.
She's a little chunky, so hers are probably real.
I don't think Brielle has either.
I don't know. They look ridiculous.
Because they look
in the mirror and they can't see that.
You can tell when someone has fake boobs. It's like hard on the chest.
Yeah, like Kim's.
Yeah. Hers don't look like that.
She had a reduction, she said.
Yeah, I saw that on Watch What Happens Live.
Hmm. Oh, well. So, what else?
Well, Kylie Jenner's best friend hooked up with Khloe's baby daddy, apparently.
Hmm. You think that's real?
I don't know. If not, it's a very good publicity stunt.
Yeah, because are they starting to get irrelevant? I don't know.
Well,
I never really watched them much.
It's a legal publicity stunt.
Yeah.
At least
nobody's going to get arrested.
We've seen some illegal ones in the news lately.
Yeah, because I guess when you're all in close proximity to each other, but it's like, I mean, couldn't that dude go find a girlfriend somewhere else?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, please. And why would she want to mess with him?
Yeah, I think, well, Khloe, if she's the same age as Kylie, they're like 10 years younger.
I know.
And Jordan, she was like, she works with Kylie. Like, she's making money. It's not like she's some poor girl who's like, oh, a basketball player.
Like a groupie, yeah.
Yeah, she works with Kylie Cosmetics. Somebody said that they were going to sell all the Jordan stuff, like, half off to get rid of it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard anything about Bruce in the, or Caitlin or whatever in the news lately. I mean, he's just kind of gone away.
Yeah, maybe they needed to spice it up a little bit.
They needed to have something happen.
Make it spicy.
Well, that's spicy.
Well. So,
what else? What are you obsessed with?
Well, I really wish I could remember that one note that I was like, oh, I have to say this. Remember, I even texted you. I said, I'll save it for the podcast.
Yeah. What were you watching?
That was when I was watching Real Housewives of New Jersey.
The reunion.
But I just... I don't know. Maybe it'll come to me in a dream, but I was like. But this week, I am obsessed with, I'm still obsessed with Yes Theory on YouTube. Super motivational.
Really?
It's just making me feel like, why am I not doing everything?
Yes. Yes.
Like they'll just go out and like talk to strangers and be like they did a video, they gave their pizza delivery guy like $100 or something, and they made a whole video out of it. And like the guy was so happy, you know, he got $100. I think he actually, it was like $300 tip. But like, you know, it's not like, I always think, let me rewind. The videos I like to watch are like, we went to Vegas and put $10,000 on red and doubled it or nothing and gave it to our nanny. I'm like, well, I could never make a video like that because I'm not going to spend $10,000 or go to Vegas. So, but doing that video, I was like, wow, that's such a good.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting everyday stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was like such a nice video. The guy was so happy. They were like, they felt so happy. And it was like a good video to watch for a stranger. I don't know. Yeah. It's just really inspiring. They're like always saying yes to opportunities. So, and I'm also obsessed with Dove dark chocolate.
Dove?
Yeah.
I never liked dark chocolate.
Well, I told myself it was healthier than milk chocolate, so now I like it.
It is.
It has less sugar because it tastes like bitter.
Yeah, that's probably why I don't like it. I'm not a big candy person anyway, but just a little.
That's convenient.
Hershey would be good. A little Kiss or a little Reese.
I used to have Reese's eggs, but you hid them from me.
I'm a good hider.
Yeah, I still don't know where they're at.
I hit them so good, Peyton couldn't find them yesterday. I said, look, they're in there. Couldn't find them.
What are you obsessed with?
Oh, my Instagram.
Again?
Still.
Yeah.
I don't swap obsessions very much. I'm a pretty loyal person.
Yeah, you need to start saying yes to more opportunities too.
I am. Instagram. I posted a picture today and everybody thought it was my anniversary.
Yeah, because you said 35 years with this person.
That doesn't mean it's my anniversary.
Did you say thank you?
No, I didn't want to say anything.
To all those comments?
I was like, oh no, fake news.
Yeah. That young picture of dad looks exactly like me.
You do look like him.
Like
his sisters.
The side of his nose. Mm-hmm. And like the way his chin.
Yeah.
His so eyes. Weird.
You don't have my eyes. You have his eyes.
Yeah, but it's so weird. Like the way just that the way that picture looks, it looks like me with like short hair. And he's skinnier.
And skinny. You have my body. You need to put that head on my body.
Yeah.
How about the Dr. Pepper? I didn't even notice that there was a Dr. Pepper in both pictures until I posted it.
Yeah, he's loyal.
I know. It's like the only thing that hasn't changed in 35 years is a Dr. Pepper in both hands.
Well, and you're still married.
Oh, yeah.
Besides that.
Besides that. I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I was looking for a picture of Uncle Mark, an old picture, and then I found that one. And so I just said, oh, well, I'm going to post this, too. Everybody starts saying happy anniversary. I just made 35 years together because it was an old picture and a new picture.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much time has passed.
Yeah. Oh, it's a long time, man.
I know. I've been with him more than I have been without him. How about that?
Wow. I can't imagine being with anything for 35 years. I've been with you for 25, 26.
Aren't you lucky?
Yeah. I've had some friends for a while.
Well, yeah.
But didn't live with them.
Like, let's see.
Oh, and tomorrow I'm going to get my laser removal part 2.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm supposed to be going tomorrow, but I guess I am.
Why?
Well, I was supposed to call today, but I was so busy I couldn't. But I could have sworn she told me every 6 weeks, but it's only been four, so well, I don't know.
What makes you think it's tomorrow?
My appointment. They called me and told me your appointment is tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm saying, like, when she told me, let's set up our next appointment, it'll be in 6 weeks. We set this date tomorrow, but it's not been 6 weeks. So I'm like, she set the wrong date.
Well, call her in the morning.
I guess I could.
I don't know, but I've only been shaving my armpits once a week, and it's like baby's bottom.
I don't think it'll matter if you go 2 weeks early. I mean, it's not like you're going a week apart.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it's supposed to give your follicles time to come back if they would, and then you zap them again.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I'm there, surely she'll see that I was there. I don't know.
Yeah. Find out if they do the eyebrow stuff. What do you call it?
Microblading?
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that for you.
I don't think they do that at that kind of spa, though.
No, I'm pretty sure they don't. They do Kybella, though.
I don't need that. Do I?
No, I think you're good.
Okay.
All right. Well, do we have anything else for the podcast?
I'm good.
I need to eat some chocolates.
Oh. I bought some lemon.
Gross.
Oreo thins.
Gross.
They're so good. And like if you have just one, so you have like a good little taste of a sweet.
That it's like disgusting.
2 grams of sugar. Hardly any carbs.
Well, lemon is the worst flavor to ever be born. Besides grape. It goes grape then lemon.
Oh yeah, grape is bad. I would hate a grape flavored Oreo.
Yeah, to me, a lemon flavored Oreo sounds the same as that.
No, it's good. Lemon cookies are good.
Okay, well, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like. Follow our Instagram.
And remember, Mother knows best.
Oh, God. Bye.
I'm going to say that every time.
Bye.